iBlog America, the podcast, written and read by Mike Kleba. I get in trouble at my high school every once in a while. I admit it. Every few weeks, one of my many supervising administrators reminds me that I'm doing something wrong. Hey, I'm like you. Unless you work for yourself, we have bosses who do this to us. It's the nature of management, telling people how to do things right. Even people who work for themselves have bosses who tell them how to do things right. These people are called customers. Anyway, I get in trouble because I don't lock my door to my office. Students can go into my office without supervision, which is bad, I am told. So, I listen to my bosses. I lock my door. Locking my door is good, I am told. I must admit something else. I'm not sure locking my door is good. What's the purpose of a locked door? What is the effect of a locked door? Locking things up makes sense. You have something valuable and you want to protect it. Locking it up is brilliant. You alone, or those you share the key with, have control, along with the security that you know your stuff is safe. In this way, a lock is simply a barrier or a boundary that one can control, and we love them in our schools. This should be the end of the conversation, but this isn't, because people learn how to neutralize the lock. There are a number of ways to get around a lock, and there is no shortage of time spent on this problem. Let's consider ways in which we get around locks outside of school. While doing your taxes in the last month, you or your accountant spent some time finding ways to neutralize the lock of taxation with deductibles. Isn't that what a deductible is? A lock pick? Any loophole is a lock neutralizer. You're not allowed to park here, says the sign. Okay, I'll just throw on my hazard lights and run in and out of the store before a cop can bust me. Lock picked. The game is sold out. Sure it is. I'll just call my Uncle Larry up, the VP of marketing at the stadium, and I'll get seats. Lock picked. Buy one taco, get one free. Limit one coupon per visit. No worries, amigo. I'll buy my taco, get one free, and then get back in line and do it again as many times as I like. Lock picked. A locked door doesn't just protect things. A locked door creates an arena, a playing field, in which people are incentivized to neutralize the lock. A locked door makes people into lock pickers. Locked doors protect kids and school property, we say, but locked doors discourage engagement and undermine self-responsibility as well. You're not supposed to be here, locked doors tell kids. You are an untrusted guest with limited access. Kids don't need to take care of anything at school because they aren't in charge of anything at school. Locking things up limits participation in the maintenance of a community. A place that locks things up is more interested in safety and control than in engendering responsibility and rational risk-taking. So should we get rid of locked doors? Heck no. It's not unreasonable to imagine that kids could do real damage to property or themselves if we didn't lock things up. The chemicals in the chemistry lab actually could hurt someone. The computer lab filled with equipment would likely be robbed or ruined if left unlocked. Some locked doors are good. But we must be extremely careful what we lock up. We must bravely attempt to leave as many doors unlocked as possible. We must replace our culture of locked doors with a culture of stewardship. An overwhelming number of teenagers long to be in charge of things. Let's make our schools places of stewardship and involvement. Paraphrasing Adam Smith, chief apologist for laissez-faire government, I say, the fewer the locked doors, the more robust the growth. Let's lean towards hands-off regulation in schools. Let's start with our doors. As it is, we're just locking up the children. Doors and curiosity have a special relationship. A locked door promotes curiosity about how to break into a room. An unlocked door facilitates curiosity. It welcomes people in. An unlocked door becomes a portal for wonder, discovery, and community. Looks like I might get in trouble again.